Helping to Win the War by Dick Grace.
Introduction. More than 7,000 soldiers fought in the 28th Māori Battalion during the Second World War. The battalion fought mainly in the Middle East, North Africa, and Italy. At home in Aotearoa, Māori skilled children helped to raise money to buy a canteen truck for the battalion. It was named Te Rau Aroha. The truck was stocked with tinned food and soft drinks, and it travelled with the soldiers until the end of the war. Dick Grace writes about his memories of the war years, including helping to raise money for the truck as a schoolboy.
I started school in July 1941 at Tuporoa Native School on the east coast of the North Island. I remember feeling very excited on my first day because my mother had knitted me a blue pom-pom beanie to go with my new dark blue shorts. I didn't have shoes. No one wore shoes in those days because we couldn't afford to buy them. I got my first pair of shoes when I went to boarding school in 1950. They gave me blisters. All the whānau in our village were poor, but we never went short of food. We had the land to grow vegetables and crops. There were plenty of eels in the ponds and creeks, and we gathered shellfish and fish from the sea. Most families had hens, ducks, and a cow. Sometimes my mother would make butter from the cream that she skimmed off the top of the milk. My eldest brother and some of my cousins joined the army and went away to war. Those who were too old to go to war joined the Home Guard. I remember them marching around our school picnic area with broomsticks for rifles. During the war years, the children at our school dug garden plots and grew vegetables from seeds. The vegetables were sold to raise money for the soldiers' canteen truck, Te Rau Aroha. Our mothers and fathers raised money for the truck too, and they also sent food parcels to the soldiers. We played lots of war games. We dug trenches in the sand with our hands, and we used driftwood for make-believe guns and shelters. No one wanted to be the enemy, so we took turns. After the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in 1941, lots of people were worried that Japan might invade New Zealand. Our teacher used to take us for evacuation drill at least once a week. One day, when we were in our classroom, we heard the sound of an aeroplane. That was very unusual, so our teacher told us to evacuate the school at once. We all had to go quickly to the pine plantation on the hill behind the school and lie face down in the pine needles. As we lay there, we could hear the noise of the plane coming closer. Then a small biplane appeared. It flew over the school, turned to the west, and disappeared over the distant hills. We all got up and went back to our classroom. Our teacher said it was probably just someone from the Gisborne Aero Club out for a practice flight. About a year after the war ended in 1945, Te Rau Aroha travelled around New Zealand to thank all the Māori children and their families who had raised money to buy it. When it came to Tuporoa, everyone turned out to see it. We children were especially excited to see the bullet holes in the body of the truck and the dents in its panels. It was only then that we realized that we might have helped to win the Second World War. Te Rau Aroha is now in the Army Museum at Wairua.